Mariana Boccolini was born in Narni, Umbria, Italy, on May 7, 1992. She was baptized in the Church of Santa Maria Regina on September the 12th, which is also the Feast of the Most Holy Name of Mary. Now, since childhood, Mariana was joyful, intuitive, and affectionate. During the years of elementary school, her teachers not only seen her, a girl dedicated to her studies, excelling with good academic results, but also a girl always attentive to her less able classmates and to the suffering people, to whom she would spontaneously lend her help modestly. Now, growing up, she had a passion for reading and painting. She also enjoyed writing poems, short stories, and reflections of wisdom. It was in 2002, at the age of 10, that she received her first communion, and that same year, she had the first episode of a very serious migraine, which during the violent attacks caused her various physical ailments. It was at the age of 11 that she wrote, "I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for the gift of life, insuperably beautiful and precious, and I pray that everyone will realize what they have and learn to love and appreciate it. There is only one life and you cannot have it twice, and that is why you must be able to live it serenely, because peace, joy, goodness starts from small places. It begins with us." It was at the age of 14 that she received her confirmation. Once, she exhibited her paintings in an exhibition as part of the Cavour Art Festival in Terni and received a literary prize on the theme of immigration, in which she expresses her ideal of justice, solidarity, and brotherhood, an ideal that will accompany her until the end of her life. Now, she had expressed her thoughts in these lines written in a blog. "I would like to design a world of my own because I don't like what's out here at all, you know? What would the world be like without war, disease, poverty, injustice, or discrimination? What would the world be like without hunger or extermination, without racism and without hatred? The answer is up to you. For my part, if all this really happened, I could finally see the world in color." Now, Mariana was in love with life since she considered life a very precious gift from God. Her dream was to become a doctor because she wanted to be able to help others, help them fully, and research in laboratories the vaccines and medicines suitable for all types of diseases. Although her illness often caused her absences from school and a slowdown in intellectual and social activities, she still achieves excellent results. Now, Mariana's love went out to everyone, especially her classmates. There were many times when she gave her love and kindness to everyone, all without discrimination, and she did so with the utmost joy. She has never opposed anyone and has never shown jealousy. Her teachers saw her as an educated, modest, and brilliant pupil. Now, during her middle school years, she once had a foreign classmate of another religion who was being a bit of a bully. But Mariana did not see it that way. She once talked about how deep down he was a nice and sensitive guy, so much so that she wanted to take him with her family to the theater to see a Christmas show. Over time, they formed this solid friendship, and this very boy later received baptism and became a Christian. Now, since Mariana was an intelligent pupil, she was once told by a teacher that if there was a question that the students could not answer, that she should be the first to raise her hand and have it answered. But simple Mariana, knowing that not all of her classmates were fast learners, refused to follow this advice because she did not want to put herself above everyone else. Now, her faith in God was simple, concrete, and profound, formed by the values received from educators and seen in the testimonies of the adults she met, whom she calls brave captains, because with their authenticity and joy, they attract young people to do well. She wrote, "Freedom is choosing love, beauty, truth. Life is nothing if we forget to live it, respecting the commandments dictated by God. Basically, everything we possess does not really belong to us, but we all have the duty to fight discord and oppression in order to finally become truly free." Now, she had a love for St. Francis of Assisi and found in the simple prayer inspired by him the motivation to live doing good. She was also attracted to the gospel of the Beatitudes, which she saw embodied in witnesses such as Martin Luther King, John Paul II, Mother Teresa, and Gandhi. She wrote, "The path they have been following for a long time is the path that all of us should follow, because it is the only path that can lead to happiness. The kingdom of God is our goal. Those who in the eyes of most may seem weak, losers, in reality, in the eyes of God, are the greatest because they were able to recognize the true qualities of the human soul to be cultivated, because they were able to see what not everyone sees, because they knew how to sacrifice themselves and fight for the great Christian ideals." Her friends remember in particular her cheerfulness, her lightheartedness, her loyalty, and above all, her unique and established sensitivity. A friend also testified, "I don't remember seeing her even one day without smiling." Once, in her senior year of high school, she received a very good grade in one of her tests, and a partner, who admired her very much, cried for having received a bad grade. Mariana asked her why she was crying and telling her that she would surely recover. She added, "Dear, don't you know that the value of a person is not understood by the grades he gets?" Now Mariana continued to live every moment of her life as if it were the last, considering every moment sacred. Once she said to herself, "How would I live this moment if today were the last time I meet this person? What if this writing, or this gift, or this activity was the last of my life?" This gave her a unique depth and color to every gesture and every situation. Now, sometime before her death, asking her mother about the possibility that death one day might separate them, she said, "Mom, you have to leave, so we will be together forever." She had predicted and announced her premature death several times. And unfortunately, this bright and joyful girl, full of love and compassion for others, had ended her young life following a tragic car accident. Mariana passed away at the age of 18 on August 18, 2010.